Today is Tuesday, the 30th of January, in the fourth week of Ordinary Time. The Cape Town Youth Choir sings Ukuthila, peace in this world of sin, the blood of Jesus brings. Redemption in this world of sin, the blood of Jesus brings. Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark, and will be interspersed with our reflection today. The scripture entwines two healings, one within the other, calling our attention not only to the healing power of Jesus, but to his gift of inclusion and raising people up within their own community. Pay attention to the details, emotions, and interactions described in the passage.
When Jesus had crossed again in the boats to the other side, a great crowd gathered round him, and he was by the lake. Then one of the leaders of the synagogue, named Jairus, came, and when he saw him, fell at his feet and begged him repeatedly, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Come and lay your hands on her, so that she may be made well and live." So he went with him.
The request from the leader of the synagogue speaks of need, but also expectation. He begs repeatedly, not prepared to take no for an answer. Perhaps he is not used to being refused. Perhaps it is faith. Take time to consider if there have been times when you have prayed with such urgency.
And a large crowd followed him and pressed in on him. Now there was a woman who had been suffering from hemorrhages for 12 years. She had endured much under many physicians and had spent all that she had, and she was no better, but rather grew worse.
The woman has no authority, not even a name. Her illness has drawn all it can from her. Her money spent on failed remedies and a sense of unanswered prayer. Can you place yourself in her position? Have you ever experienced such a feeling?
She had heard about Jesus and came up behind him in the crowd and touched his cloak. For she said, "If I but touch his clothes, I will be made well." Immediately her hemorrhage stopped, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her disease.
Because of her disease, the woman would be considered unclean by her community, a person to avoid coming into contact with. So it is even more incredible that her faith anticipates the power of the slightest physical touch, just his clothes. How does this speak to your own faith?
Immediately aware that power had gone forth from him, Jesus turned about in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing in on you? How can you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked all around to see who had done it. But the woman, knowing what had happened to her, came in fear and trembling, fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease."
Here is the assurance that God knows our most fleeting, anxious, hesitant prayer of faith. It is enough. The healing brings her back to herself and her community. Now she has a name, daughter, as precious as Jairus' own child. How does this part of the passage speak to you of faith, identity, and inclusion?
While he was still speaking, some people came from the leader's house to say, "Your daughter is dead. Why trouble the teacher any further?" But overhearing what they said, Jesus said to the leader of the synagogue, "Do not fear, only believe."
Imagine the moment as news arrives that Jairus' daughter has died. What emotions arise in you? How about Jesus' response to this news? Take a moment to reflect on times in your life when situations seemed hopeless. Did you feel that Jesus might be inviting you to trust in his transformative power?
He allowed no one to follow him except Peter, James, and John, the brother of James. When they came to the house of the leader of the synagogue, he saw a commotion, people weeping and wailing loudly. When he had entered, he said to them, "Why do you make a commotion and weep? The child is not dead, but sleeping." And they laughed at him. Then he put them all outside and took the child's father and mother and those who were with him and went in where the child was. He took her by the hand and said to her, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, get up." And immediately the girl got up and began to walk about. She was 12 years of age. At this they were overcome with amazement. He strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and told them to give her something to eat.
Have you ever heard death referred to as going to sleep? Perhaps the community think that Jesus is simply trying to ease the family's pain. Jesus offers more. The joy of true healing and restoration. Imagine the sense of relief that floods the scene. See the amazement and disbelief flow throughout the crowd. The charmingly practical touch of asking the parents to feed the little girl. Where might you need Jesus' healing touch? Invite Jesus into those places, asking him to exert his authority over them and bring you freedom and peace. Trust in him, seek his healing, and be open to the wonder of his love. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.